Well, the first step in one of the change models we use by John Cotter from Harvard is to create a sense of urgency, and I think that's been done by the legislature. Interestingly enough, the second step is to form a critical coalition of people around the problem. And I think some of the discontent and restlessness you hear from teachers are that they're not in the conversation. And actually, I would pull key staff together and talk about, here's what we're up against. And I would get some input. I would get buy-in for trade-offs. You know, what can we live with? What can we not live without? And so forming a somewhat of a coalition around how the decisions will be made, I think would be more helpful than the mystery that I think that I see going on right now. The reactions that we've seen in the press, with parent groups being upset and students marching around and stuff like that, is based on a lack of information and not being a part of the discussion. And so I think that should happen earlier, because the next step in my little process is communicating the change and the vision for the change. If you haven't communicated that to the teachers, the parents, the students, they're going to make up their own version.